Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
Today we are doing another Flashback Friday episode and Kara's going to tell you all about it.
We've been doing an episode every single Friday forever. So we're taking this week off to spend time with our family. So we hope you enjoy this episode from the archives and we'll catch you next week.
Okay, well, let's get into reading. This is going to be a little lighthearted chat, and we're going to kind of share some of our favorite books, some recs, any tips for putting down the phone and reading more. So I feel like we could start with, what is your favorite genre book?
It varies so much because it's based on what, if I enjoy something for actual like self-improvement. Like I do love a good like self-help, business, spiritual book because I feel like I'm getting so much out of them. But, you know, you see so much on the internet that's like, just go back to reading fiction. You don't always have to be learning. So I've been trying to read more nonfiction, but I'm not going to lie. Like when I'm reading, I like have this thought in the back of my head. I can't relax enough. And that's something I need to unpack in like therapy. But it is a really long time to like read a whole nonfiction book. Mm-hmm. So I'm like really working on surrendering to that process. Because if I'm like watching something on Netflix, say, but for the past 6 months didn't have a TV when I was living over there. And so I've been so productive. Even if you're watching something, you can kind of like multitask on your phone or laptop. And I'm such a busybody that it's a true practice for me to pause. And that's why I think that this episode will be good. Because I feel like as we're talking about it, I'm going to like teach myself right along with you guys of how to enjoy that without getting antsy.
Yeah, because it is. It's truly time, like you said, where you can't multitask. It takes hours to finish a book, but I feel like, yeah, I'm lean more towards my terrible qualities being lazy. So reading for me is enjoyable and I can find the tranquility in it, which is nice.
Well, I know that you wrote down like some of the ways to enjoy reading or like to be able to like allow yourself to do that. And for me, if I have my phone by me, I'll like just be so distracted and I can't do it. Mm-hmm. So I will either leave my phone inside, and I think it helps to read outside for me because then you can't really like see your screen and your phone gets hot. And if I only take the book like, you know, out onto my deck or to a park or something, then I can't even check the phone. Like I did go down to the Jean Leahy Mall the other day and just like put my phone on do not disturb, put it down in the bottom of my tote bag and like laid in the hammock and read for a while. And it was really, really nice. And I just kind of gave myself like a time slot. And it was partially about actually reading the book, but partially about like just being present and putting my phone away. Mm-hmm. But I would say my favorite time to read is at night before bed. And that stems from my childhood because like we didn't have TVs in our room. Like that is what I did probably from, you know, when you start like actually reading through high school. And so I would just read in bed. And I've said it so many times on the podcast, but I always charge my phone in the living room. So it's either lay in bed and stare at the wall or read before bed. So that's really my time to do it in a way that I like really, really enjoy. But it's hard for me to kind of like read in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I'm with you on leaving your phone inside, going outside. And maybe for you, if you have a backyard or an outside space, maybe that's investing in a nice chair. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but like getting a folding chair literally from Goodwill or getting a swinging bench. Like we had this arch in our backyard for a swinging bench and we got it as a gift for Christmas from Connor's grandma. But I'll go outside and sit on the little bench and leave my phone in, read. I'm with you. If I have my phone out there with me and I just know now not even to bring it out there, I just get anxious. And like, you know, social media is so addicting. If I just like pick up Instagram or TikTok, all of a sudden it's been 15 minutes. So I just don't even bother. don't even bring it out there. Looping back to genres, I love reading fiction books. And if I find myself getting out of the habit of reading, I know like a thriller always brings me back in, gets me sucked back in. So I love fiction thrillers because they're fast paced and it makes you want to flip the page, see what happens next. So if you're totally thrown off, I think both of us had this experience where Verity by Colleen Hoover definitely clicked back on reading for me. I know you said you couldn't put it down either. And then I'm with you. I love self-help books. Like I feel like I liked school. And I think you can relate to that too. But like when you read self-help, I feel like it feels like you're learning and it like scratches that itch of your brain of wanting to learn. So any self-help book I'm a fan of. And for other nonfiction, I really like Malcolm Gladwell. I've read almost all of his books. He just does really good deep dives on different topics. So like Talking with Strangers, Blink, and then anything from Eckhart Tolle I love, which is all about meditation and mindfulness. So I'm reading one of his second books right now. So yeah.
I love that. I agree that Verity did reignite like our fiction love. But I think what's underlying all of that is like, if you want to get into reading, you have to read what you enjoy. Because if you just read what's like popular or trendy and it's not something that's in a genre you like, it's just going to feel so forced and you're not going to want to do it. So you really need to find either genres you're passionate about, topics you're passionate about, like theories, or maybe it's like autobiographies, but something, biographies, not autobiographies, right? What's the difference?
I think same. Biographies about anybody, autobiographies about yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, well, piggybacking off of that, what are your thoughts on not finishing a book? Have you gotten to that experience before where you dove in, maybe you're halfway through or even like a quarter way through and you're just not vibing? Do you have to finish it or will you just give up?
So when I was only buying books, 100%, I would force myself to finish because I'm like, I bought this damn thing. I'm going to read it. But because of you, now that I got my library card, if I don't like something, I'm like, I don't care. Like I'll get into it and then I just dump it and drop it off and get another one because it's like, why waste my time, which is like one of the biggest benefits of having the library card, which we can do a whole segment about the library card.
Yeah. Okay. I just had to ask you that because there's a book right now that I bought for like a dollar in Morocco at like an American charity library thing. I don't know. It was really random, but it takes place in like the 50s and it's a good story, but I have been trying to read this book for 2 years. I went to Morocco like 2.5 years ago and I keep going back to it. And then I'm like, shit, what happened? I have to reread the chapters. I forgot what happened. And I don't know why. But like something in my brain is making me finish it. But I know that I should probably just give up and just like go donate it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder what the general consensus is on that.
Like, I've seen both. I've seen people that are like, I have to know what happens, even though it's so boring. And then I've seen people that are like, no, stop. Don't waste your time. Go read something better.
I guess if you equate it to a movie, like if I start a series or I'm watching a movie and I don't like it, I'll just turn it off. Go get something else. I'm not going to like finish. You know how people say like it's really hard to get into? I'm like, then I'm not getting into it.
Yeah.
I'm just done.
I'm just not going to try. Yeah. That's weird though. Yeah. Because I'm with you. I could like watch 2 episodes of a show and never finish it. But the last book I just read, 1,000 Splendid Suns, I started that book 10 years ago and I just finished it like 2 months ago. And it was really good. I'm glad I did it. But like, what is wrong with me? I don't know. Maybe there's something to unpack there.
I think my mom is a book finisher, but she also, I swear she can read like a page in 10 seconds. Like, we would go to the pool when we were younger and she would just crush a book in like 2 hours.
That's crazy.
I'd be like, how was it? And she was like, oh, so bad. I could barely finish it. And I'm like, how do you do it then?
How do you do it? And why did you finish it? I don't know. I'm going to look into that. But going back to the library, how you said either buy books or check them out. That was something I wanted to talk about. What is your rationale behind going to the library and picking something up versus maybe buying something?
This is such a good question. And I actually have like thoroughly thought it through. If I'm buying the book, it's something that I want to reference like again and again. So like self-help and business books, where I think of them more like a textbook where I like read a couple of chapters that like resonate in part of it. And then I maybe put it away for a little bit and then go back to it when I need it. To where I think the library is better, in my opinion, for books that you're like, I'm going to read this once. It was a fiction book. I just got the story, probably not going to read it again. And if I really want to in a couple of years, I can recheck it back out. Or over like a specific topic that you just kind of wanted some information on, but you don't need to refer back to it. Like last week, I got a bunch of cookbooks and like some nutrition books, which like would I love to own those, but not at $50 a pop for like 12 books. So I'm like, oh, I'll just reference them, take some photos of the pages, skim the parts that resonated and then like take them back. What about you?
I think that's great. Wait, checking out recipe books. I've literally never thought of that. But yeah, you can just take a picture and put it in a folder, an album on your phone. down.
Yeah, because it's not that's usually really like good. Every recipe is going to be something you want to try. Usually there's like a few key ones in there so that like catch your attention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And especially you're very minimalist. Would you say you're minimalist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want to put a title on you if that's what I could say. And I can't see you having like 20 recipe books hanging up on your shelves. Like there's no space for that.
No, literally smart. Stress. Yeah. Like, oh, that's another factor. If the cover is pretty, I'm good to buy it because then it will look good. But like a lot of those cookbooks are like neon colored, kind of kitschy titles. Like I'm not about to have that on my shelf.
No, that's good too. If it's aesthetic. I know I bought Milk and Flowers by Ruby Cower because it was cute and it was really good. It made me cry. Don't read that book if you're emotionally unstable because it will rip your heart out. But yeah, it was cute. So I bought it. I think for me, I will buy stuff, yes, if I'm going to reference it again. Also, if I'm at a small bookstore in a different town, like recently when I was in Montana, I walked into a bookstore and they're really nice. And I'm like, I feel like I should buy something because I want to support this like little bookstore. So I try to buy stuff that I'll hopefully reference, or maybe even just if it reminds me of that place. I usually buy a book every year at the beach because again, it's like a small, cute local bookstore. So yeah, I like supporting the small stores, but also I will buy something if it's a really popular book and the library either one doesn't have it or two, it's like 100 holds because there was recently a book, It Girl, that is a thriller, is really popular. I really liked it, but I did buy it because my library didn't have it and it's brand new. So for that kind of stuff, if you really want to read it and your friends are either reading it in book club or everyone's talking about it, I will buy it because I'm annoying and I just want to know. I gotta be in on the trends.
I think those are great reasons too. I'm fully with you on supporting the local bookshops. Like when I was in LA, I got this cute little book called like How to Not Always Be Working. When I went to a wedding in Des Moines, I got like a poetry book. And what else did I get? Something about water. I haven't read it yet. But I'm with you because it's like they're pretty. It reminds you of that time. You're supporting a local business. It feels good. You can read it on the trip if you want.
And, I agree with all that. What are you currently reading?
A book on fermented foods.
Ooh.
I am only a couple pages in, but I'm already like mind blown. Okay. GT Dave, right?
I literally bought GT Dave today. I bought two GT dishes. Yeah. I'm obsessed. I mean, he's hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen interviews with him or what he looks like. Have you ever seen those?
No, but say your thing. Okay. I'll have to like,
no, that's just all I have to say. Just go look him up after this. He is like, I don't even know how to describe it. He's just a movie character. Like he's not even real, but he's built an amazing empire.
Yes. Do you know the story about why he built it?
No.
His mom had cancer and he had read that fermented things can help cure cancer. And it was so successful for her that he was like, wow, I need to share this. So he's built this amazing business. Fast forward. Have you also tried like the living coconut yogurt from him too?
I've seen it on TikTok and I've gone to Whole Foods twice to look for it and I cannot find it. So I need to find a different location, but it looks, and I've heard it's delicious.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Sad. Well, next time you come to visit, I'll have a stockpile of because it's coconut yogurt, Cocoyo. But there's two servings in this container and each serving has 50 billion probiotics. So if you eat both, it's 100 billion. Well, I didn't really know that when you first start taking probiotics, you should really probably like keep it to like 50 billion a day to get started. And so one day I just like had both of those and then I had a whole kombucha and I was like overloaded my system with it because it's good, but you just like got to ease into it. And dude, I was like farting so loud, but this like basically like an air, like a balloon, like popping, like a whoopee cushion, like could not like control it because it wasn't like, oh, you eat like greasy Mexican food and you're like gurgling, like not that kind of stomachache, very different. So I just wanted to say, if you're going to start getting into eating fermented food or probiotics, like that is definitely a thing that you got to adjust to. And I didn't realize that. And so don't get it confused with like, you know, if you eat bad food and your stomach is hurting, it's a different kind.
No, there's a limit for that. Yeah.
You guys know we're all about how to thrive in 2025 this year. And if you're ready to optimize your nutrition, Factor is here to help. Factor is a sponsor of the show, and they have chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. So Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared It's perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals, and that is based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. So results will vary depending on your diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto, and Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. So reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that you cannot beat. I'm telling you guys, the convenience is the biggest factor for me. Factor for Factor. I love that they just ship everything straight to your house. You just pop the meals in your fridge, and then whenever you're ready to go, you just throw in the microwave. It cannot be easier to stick with those wellness goals. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/alreadyfriends50off and use the code alreadyfriends50off. Again, that's alreadyfriends50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's alreadyfriends50off at factormeals.com. You can do factormeals.com/alreadyfriends50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So before you write off fermented foods, just know that that is an initial side effect.
Okay, the brand I was thinking of that I've seen on TikTok is called the Coconut Cult. That's the one I was looking for. I've seen Cocoyo, either like my local grocery store, but the one that is like a fermented, apparently is really good, is called the Coconut Cult. So if anyone's tried it, let me know. It looks really, really good. But any other like cool, I'm very interested. This is like a very interesting book. I would love to read that next too. But any other interesting things, benefits you're learning about fermented foods?
I'm probably going to butcher this, but I didn't realize like our bacteria eats the food. Mm. So you have to also give, like you have to have good bacteria in your stomach so that the like I don't know how to explain it. Still getting very into it, but like knowing what different functions of the body do, like, you know how the liver detoxes things.
Mm-hmm.
If you are putting too much bad shit in your body, your liver can't keep up. Just really interesting things about how the human body actually processes food that I'm like, oh, this makes sense. Like, it's more than just like eat colorful foods and like move. Like, there's a fucking science to it. And so I really like want to go deep into educating myself more on nutrition, because I just feel like knowledge is power. And when you know why you're eating something and what vitamins and macro and micronutrients foods have, it actually like makes it more fun to me.
When you're saying all that, I wrote that down. We should do a whole topic on gut health, probiotics, good bacteria versus bad bacteria, and have someone on, because that was one of the big causes of like Connor's health issues, was that he had too much bad bacteria in his body. He would get all that figured out. So yeah, it's super important. I definitely want to check out that book when you're done.
Yeah, I'll send you, or I guess I'll just link what it's called. I just want to say, like, I probably butchered that, so please do your own research on it. But the moral of the story is, like, I'm currently interested in that. So it was very fun to go to the library and find books on that topic and kind of make it like a little romanticized thing. Like, okay, I'm going to get my matcha. I'm going to go look through that section at the library and rent a couple. So I think making sure you actually care about what you're checking out is going to ensure that you read the books if you want to know the information. Okay, with that, to wrap up, do you have any tips for someone who wants to get back into reading, find that love for it again, and how do they figure out what types of books they like to read or don't like to read?
Yeah, I mean, that was like what you said, walk into the library. You knew that you had kind of had this interest in that. I mean, definitely the biggest tip, if you're going to take anything from this episode, go get your library card and just go in and just see what calls your name. Like, when I had just got mine, I would just go in. And sometimes it was just if there was a pretty cover or if the librarian had put out a little staff pick section. Like, you can just walk around and explore and you don't even have to get anything. Like, you can also just go sit in there and, I don't know, have a nice space to work or to hang out. But I feel like I said earlier, getting out of a reading slump for me is getting a quick paced book. So finding a thriller or even just like a short book There's so many TikTok videos on quick reads to read to get out of a reading slump. And luckily I found this one that was a short read at a small bookstore in Greenville, South Carolina, a year ago when I visited McKenna. And it was just something I read in a day. It was so good. I can link that book as well. I highly recommend if you need to get out of a slump because that one really helped me. So fast books to start. And then I feel like you should think about what you liked as a kid, either in middle school and high school, and just dive back into that topic or literally reread those books. Like, I know there's so many people our age that loved Harry Potter. If you're in a reading slump, just go reread those books. Even if you know what's going to happen, I feel like it'll get your mind moving, get you back into that muscle memory of holding a book. I always loved The Hunger Games and Divergent. So for me, I know I'm going to like any dystopian story like that. So just think about what you used to like and tap into those, I think is a good tip.
You saying holding the physical book, I think we did want to touch on that too. Like, you and I both prefer to read physical books, right?
Yeah, but I've never owned a Kindle, so I don't know. Maybe I would like having a Kindle. Have you had a Kindle?
No, I haven't either.
So I just like having the book, but I know people do like Kindles. I don't know. I've never pulled the trigger. It would be nice. There are pros and cons. Like, I think it would be nice to, it's so portable, especially when you're traveling. I also do like audiobooks, so I am a big Audible girl. I don't currently have a subscription, but you can get a subscription and get credits and then download a bunch. So I have a bunch downloaded. I really do like an audiobook, so either reading or audiobook for me.
I think it depends what you do for a living. Because like, you and I are on screen so much during the day that I'm like, no, I need to not be on a screen. So I want a physical book. But if you were someone who, I don't know, is like working with your hands all day, or like you're a teacher or something, and you're like, I just need the convenience of all of my books in one Kindle. Or like, if you have kids you're taking care of, or you're always on the go, then maybe audiobooks would be best for you, because you're like, I can't just sit down and read.
Yeah. Or if you're in the car a lot, mm-hmm. and you don't want to do a podcast. So I will say, for audiobooks, I don't know how I feel about fiction audiobooks. It's interesting. I think I like reading a thriller on pen and paper, like on a piece of paper, because I did listen to The Paris Apartment. It was a really popular book right now on audiobook. And it was like, I think I'd rather read that. But you know, you gotta try things out. Gotta see what you like. And yeah, I think a paperback is my preferred book type.
Any books currently on your reading wish list?
Right now I'm reading The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is super old, but that's another fun thing. You can read books that are now movies. So I'm really excited to finish that, because then I can go watch the movie. But I don't know if I want to dive into this world. I'm sure I'm going to get some listeners right now that read these, but that series, A Court of Thorns and Roses, is like psycho popular. The fan cult, it's like a cult following. So maybe I'll dive into those. I think that's the series that everyone says Clay looks like.
Oh, Cassian?
I think it is.
Okay.
What about you? Know. What's on your reading list?
I should pull it up right now because I can't remember off the top of my head. But in my Notion, I have a tab of books I want to read. And I know that The Body Keeps Score is one on there.
Okay.
But I think it's like kind of intense. So I haven't started it yet because I like need to mentally prepare myself, I think. But now that I'm exiting busy season and cozier weather is coming, I feel like it's time. Otherwise, I think just more cookbooks. Like, now that I'm telling you, after not having my kitchen for 6 months, I am just like so excited to be cooking and messing around with like new recipes. Okay. I don't know how everyone works with recipes. This is a whole different podcast episode, but I just like to look at recipes for like inspiration. Like, I don't really go and necessarily follow them to a T or include every ingredient. I'm just like, oh, a mango salsa. Okay, cool. And then I just kind of like get my own things from it. But it helps my brain come up with things as well, to be like, oh, I would have never thought about using that ingredient in that way. Okay, perfect. And then I can add my own spin.
No, that's good. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I follow it to a T. I sometimes get in my head, I'm like, it's better when I follow it to a T. But also, I know a lot of people that, like you said, you just get the inspiration. I don't know. I think some people just comes more intuitively. Like, you can look at something and know it needs to be added. I'm not there yet. So I got to follow the recipes. Otherwise, I'm like, because I made a sauce the other day and I'm like, I just kind of made up my own things. I'm like, I feel like this would have been better if I just found a recipe. But it'll come. The skill will come one day.
Pros and cons though, because when you come up with something yourself and it hits, you're like, that was all me, man. Like, yeah. I did it. And when you fail, it's like, okay, that was like maybe a little bit too much of this ingredient or that. And it teaches you to kind of recognize the process more.
Yes.
Of what each ingredient actually does to the recipe.
Yes. And you probably feel so much more accomplished when you're like, that was amazing and I made that up.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong. You're right. I've had flops.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love that recipe book tip. I think that's a really good one. I'm definitely going to try that out next. Any final thoughts?
I will just say, with the recipe book section at the library, at least mine, it was like three aisles of every possible type of cookbook you could ever imagine, from like plant-based to keto to Italian desserts to French desserts to this to that. Like, it was a whole world. And I feel like you could just pick a Saturday and you don't even have to go check any out. It's just fun to go to the library and like literally flip through pages, grab some books off the shelf and be like, oh, that's really interesting. And the last thing I want to say about the library is there's also like the Libby app that you can use your library number and then get books that way too.
Audio books, or is it ebooks, or what is it?
I actually haven't used it yet because that's probably why you and I don't use it, because I like the physical. But if someone didn't want to pay for books on Kindle, you can also just use the Libby app.
Yeah. Okay, for your Kindle. Nice.
I think so.
Yeah, I think I've used it for an ebook, but I only needed it to check out like a couple pages. I didn't read the whole thing on my computer, but yeah, that's great. They have Libby, and there's another one, Hoopla, for audiobooks, I believe. Oh. So the more you know. Like we said,
Kenna's
episode, there's podcast equipment. My library has fishing equipment. Like, outside of reading, there's just so much you can rent. Projectors, like movie nights.
Mine has seeds. Like, if you garden, you just get packets of seeds. Like, you don't have to give them back. Like, you just get to plant your own crops.
Borrow the seeds, have to give them back. That'd be funny.
Yeah, like, you guys have to bring in the produce when it actually yields something.
And you share. No, that's great.
And then I also want to shout Goodreads. I feel like that is a great app to connect with your friends and rate the books, see what other people have said about things. And, you know, your ego can have the satisfaction of when you finish a book, you get to post about it.
I love clocking in that I finished a book. That's the best feeling ever.
Same.
It actually motivates me to finish reading books. Okay. And keeps you on track with those goals. Like, I wanted to read 12 books this year, and the only thing holding me to that is the Goodreads app.
Honestly, okay, I feel like that is a good way. At the beginning you said, like, do you want to finish the book? Or are you good to ditch it? If you have a Goodreads account and then you get to post the book and do a review, then you get that like check mark satisfaction of like, okay, I did it.
But I do take the reviews lightly. Like, I feel like if it's a 4, I will view it as like a 4.2. Or if it's like a 3.8, I'll view it as a 4. Cause I feel like sometimes people are a little too harsh on Goodreads.
Yeah. I feel like you and I are not like full sense. Like, you know, there's people that read like 2-3 books a day, like hundreds of books a year. That is not you and I. So I feel like if I was able to finish a book and like mildly enjoyed it, I'm like 5 stars. And other people are like, the plot was this, like, what about these characters have no blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't really read into it that much.
Yeah. So take it with a grain of salt, but I do love a good Goodreads review / posting on mine.
So we'll also link our Goodreads in the show notes.
Yeah. Follow us. Okay, great. Well, that was a great episode. Maybe we'll do part 2. I feel like we could talk so much more on books, but yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. Great idea. Thank you for coming up with this on the fly when I messaged you last night and was like, can we record tomorrow? I'm leaving.
I'm going to the Netherlands. No, that was perfect. Okay, yay. Well, thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Already Friends. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Your business needs AI solutions that are not only ambitious, but also practical and adaptable. That's where Domo's AI and data products platform comes in. With Domo, you can channel AI and data into innovative uses that deliver measurable impact. Secure AI agents connect, prepare, and automate your data workflows, helping you gain insights, receive alerts, and act with ease through guided apps tailored to your role. Domo is built to meet the challenges of today's AI landscape with a robust, all-in-one platform powered by trust, flexibility, and years of expertise in data and AI innovation. Data is hard. Domo is easy. Learn how Domo can help you unlock your data's full potential at ai.domo.com. That's ai.domo.com.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.